Now on Money News, the market wrap. Do business the clever way with a BP Plus fuel card. Visit bpplus.com.au to find out more.
And look, it was nice to see some green today on the markets after the sea of red that we had earlier in the week. The ASX 200 spiked shortly after the open, eventually finishing 0.5% higher, or 36 points, to 7,642. Eight of the 11 sectors were in the green. Tech and materials were the standouts. Hikes in the prices of both copper and base metals was good news for South 32, with their shares climbing 1.2% to $3.29. Shipping group MMA Offshore rose 1.9% as it upgraded its profit guidance. And it was a better day as well for the big banks, all of the big four rising between 0.6 and 0.9%. Heading backwards today, though, was commercial property leader Goodman Group, which fell 1% despite plans to get into more data centres. Falls in the energy sector were led by Santos, which said an almost 15% fall in revenue was being put down to bad weather, maintenance and lower gas prices, and their shares fell 0.4% down to $7.69. Shareholders for Lovisa received a dividend of 50 cents today, which dropped the share price down more than 3.7%. And with some green to talk about, finally this week, it's time to bring in Kyle Rodder, Senior Financial Market Analyst at Capital.com. Kyle, welcome to you. Days like today show how the market continues to just roll on and continue to grow.
Yeah, certainly. I mean, it's nice to see a little bit of green on the screen, as you said. So, I mean, I think we've probably seen investors sober up a little bit over the last couple of weeks, obviously with interest rate hikes being priced out of the market and maybe some concerns about global growth and global peace rattled sentiment a little bit. But seemingly a little bit of a rebound, fortunately, from some of the commodity players as well. Some signs maybe the global growth is starting to pick up and accelerate a little bit. So some constructive signs, still a little bit off the record highs, but nevertheless, again, like you said, starting to work our way back higher for the week after that big 2% sell-off on Tuesday.
And I mentioned both BHP and Santos with their quarterly updates today. Both are facing some problems, but how did you read what they had to say?
Well, I mean, a lot of what they had to say obviously wasn't particularly surprising to investors. I mean, the weather events were reasonably well known and the production disruptions were reasonably well known. And there was also, a fairly clear idea that over the last quarter and certainly over, multiple quarters, volumes have been down because of weaker demand across the globe. But I think particularly from BHP's perspective, they reaffirmed that they expect production to be more aligning with previous expectations. That's sort of aligning with what seems to be, as we said before, a bit of a pickup in economic activity that's leading to higher commodity prices. And it looks like as well, when it comes to Santos, natural gas markets are starting to stabilize a little bit and prices are picking up as well. So I think investors, again, were quite well aware of the bad news, are reasonably optimistic that the macro might improve and that the fact that maybe some of these production issues might be arrested, for lack of a better word, sets businesses up, both businesses up better for the quarter ahead.
Now, overseas, we've had Joe Biden slapping some more tariffs on Chinese steel imports and shares in BlueScope fell today. But do you think that that decision might help or hinder companies on the ASX?
I think it depends on the next move, because we saw a very similar situation in the Trump administration where, from what I understand, there was a lot of, diplomatic massaging going on of the administration at the time to try and make sure that Australia was carved out from a lot of these tariffs. And, clearly it's in the United States' interest to kind of keep the relationship with Australia reasonably strong from their own strategic perspective. So we kind of dodged a bullet on that one. There is no indication yet that we'll experience the same kind of concessions, if you will, when it comes to our commodity exports yet from the Biden administration. But again, because the geopolitics of the situation remains the same, there is the hope that maybe we will see some sort of exemption. So we haven't really got any clear visibility on that from the US. It'll really, really depend on whether we do experience some kind of concession there for our commodity exports, or whether we're slapped by this. And if we are ultimately slapped by this, then it's going to be a bad thing for our exporters.
Now, we've been talking about the unemployment rate out today, but the market didn't really overly react to the news when the figures came through this morning. Did that increase in unemployment calm fears for traders, do you think?
Very, very slightly. I mean, I don't think it really changed the story particularly much. I mean, the market's pricing a slightly higher probability of a rate cut or multiple rate cuts this year. But what we have seen in cash rate futures is more or less those contracts move in line with what's happening in the United States, which is, of course, are pricing out of rate cuts this year on the assumption that global growth will be a little bit stronger. Certainly US growth will be a little bit stronger. But, I mean, we probably didn't get a very strong signal about where the labour market's heading. Clearly, you know, the fact that we shed jobs, most of them part-time, to be honest, suggests that maybe there's some steam coming out of the labour market. But a drop in the participation rate, the unemployment rate, rose by less than expected. So the ABS still acknowledged that there's some signs of tightness there. So still not really clear enough to sort of get a sense on when rates might be lowered, or of course, if at all. And certainly our interest rate futures have moved in sympathy with the United States, which is, you know, priced out. Yeah. 3-4 rate cuts this year.
Well, we'll see what comes with the CPI figures next week too. Mm. And look, Goodman Group is already one of the biggest commercial property holders in the country, but they might be looking to add some more data centres into the mix. We spoke about NextDC earlier this week, but is this an attractive property option right now, do you think?
I think the opportunity is immense for the player that can seize upon it. I mean, if we talk about what the fundamentals are driving this, it's basically the artificial intelligence boom and the huge need for computing power and the infrastructure to be able to back that up, which just doesn't exist at the moment. Add on to that too, the huge that'll create as well, but that's a slightly different story. If you look at what NextDC did in the last few days, they're trying to be one of the first movers, raise the capital necessary to make it, to ensure that they're the ones that establish that key infrastructure and they affect create that kind of, you know, monopoly or a part of that kind of, you know, oligopoly potentially on the market that can control that key infrastructure. Goodman seems to be moving in that direction. In principle, they'll have an ability to scale up fairly quickly because obviously they'll have the kind of existing capacity to do so. But the opportunity is immense for those who can seize upon it. And it's actually an artificial intelligence story, which is a very interesting one.
Yeah, well, we'll see how that unfolds. Kyle, always great to talk. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Kyle Rotter there from the Senior Market Financial Analyst with the Capital Group. And it was a much better day overall for the ASX 200, that's for sure.